Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Parents about to send their kids back to school. Should they be worried about this now?
Look, I don't think this is something that people need to be generally worried about. I think that probably the incidence of this infection in the broader community is still very low. So your risk of coming into contact with monkeypox is exceedingly low outside of certain social networks where you see a higher case rate. But if we want to contain this, if we want to prevent this from becoming an endemic virus, we need to be looking more widely for it. And the worst case scenario is that we start testing more broadly and we don't find it, and that would be reassuring, but we should be doing that.
Margaret Brennan of Face the Nation is more worried about these diseases than any normal human being. She thinks she represents the average person. She does not. I don't talk to that many people, but I certainly haven't heard anybody bring up monkeypox for the coming school year. It has not crossed my mind once, nor has COVID, which interestingly enough, was concern about COVID was put in my face as I was running around on vacation in the L.A. area, a couple of different places that had mask mandates to go in the building, although they didn't seem to be enforcing them. And I thought, wow, that's crazy, given the fact that Beverly Hills unanimously voted to ignore the county mask mandate. Beverly Hills unanimously, the city council said, we're not going to enforce the county's mask mandate. But I was around a couple of places in the L.A. area where they were saying you got to wear the mask. And then my son today is at a soccer camp where the email about the soccer camp was all about their COVID protocols. I thought, who are you? Who is this for? And as opposed to every other soccer camp he's ever been to in his life where you show up and they got soccer balls, you have to provide your own soccer ball. That's you're supposed to disinfect the soccer ball before you get there and leave so that nobody is using anybody else's soccer ball and giving them COVID. Who? What?
Wow.
Here's a couple problems with this. First of all, the new variant, everybody's going to get whether you like it or not. Secondly, it hasn't been transmitted on surfaces we've known since like May of 2020.
Right. That is so like superstitious. That's anti-science. That is Middle Ages evil spirits stuff.
How weird is that? It's so everybody will have their own soccer ball, so you won't kick somebody else's soccer ball and get COVID.
On your foot. Oh, it's on your foot. It's crawling up your leg. Kill it. Kill it quickly.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's disturbing. You know, it's one thing for people to act crazy, but when it's a mass hysteria like that, and then that drives policy, it drives, you know, laws, it drives business policy, that sort of thing, that's when it starts to get crazy or get a little concerning. That, I don't care whether your kid has to kick his own soccer ball, has no effect on my life. But the fact that that many responsible adults would promote that policy when it's utterly in defiance of science and common sense, that concerns me.
Yes, Michael?
Did the kids meet outside? Because this is an outside
sport. Yeah, it's all outside. It's outside on a big soccer field, and they had so much information about distancing and protocol. And like, all right. Maybe some of the parents need to hear this to send their kid to camp. I don't know.
Wow. You know, I hadn't intended on talking about this, but Judy and I had to cancel our vacation plans because we got COVID, probably the BA5, almost certainly. And you know, we didn't want to infect other people, although our friends were super chill. They said, as soon as you feel good enough, just come on out. We don't care.
And you do your traditional greeting of licking people's faces. That's what you do in your...
Of course we do, as is, you know, part of our culture. But so we were more or less just solo at the house, or we would go and do outdoorsy stuff together. But we had very, very little contact with our friends or family members, for that matter, or whatever. And didn't really eat in any restaurants or anything like that. And we both started to feel like isolated and weird fairly quickly, like a 4 or 5 days into it. And then I came across an article. It was yet another one of those articles in one of your lefty media trying to reassure people that are still in the throes of full-on COVID paranoia. They're afraid to go to lunch with a friend. You know, they're afraid to have someone in their house unless they've been tested. They're still completely psycho about that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm a week in, and I'm starting to feel weird. You people have ruined your own lives. You've turned yourselves into crazy people, and it's just so sad where that comes from, that COVID obsession. I don't get it.
I guess, like the soccer camp thing, they're running a business, and I suppose the decision was probably made a long time ago, but whether or not we're going to get enough kids signed up, so how can we make people? But geez, at this point, are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, we signed up for something, or we committed to, we bought some concert tickets or something, and like the first email back we get is our COVID policies are such and such, and we're like, I don't give a crap. Anyway, speaking of modern crap, I believe this marks the end of the whole my pronouns are je, j'aime, and jippity-doo-da thing. And signing off on your emails, you fruitcakes in academia, you're the only people doing it, and you're woke corporations. It's the beginning of the end. Saw this headline in the USA Today, which is so down with all of the woke nonsense. Demi Lovato has updated their pronouns.
All right.
Okay. Well, we could stop there, but Demi Lovato updated their pronouns to include she, her again. Experts say that's more than okay. Here's the story. The Grammy
Demi
nominated
Lovato is the alcoholic musician.
Her alcoholism is not really.
She's the one that announced she was California sober.
That's right. Yeah, which means you can drink and smoke pot.
Something like that.
You just don't do hard drugs or something like that? All right, so I'm gonna read some of this to you and enjoy the absurdity of it. So the Grammy-nominated musician came out as non-binary last May, a year ago May, as if we're supposed to care, announcing they prefer, others use they-them pronouns when referring to them. In an interview, she explained her recent pronoun update, because now you're not supposed to say they, them. What the they, them is about for me, feeling human to your core. Recently, I've been feeling more feminine, so I've adopted she, her again. So now that she's feeling more feminine again, for some reason, we're supposed to call her she, her again. We the world that is supposed to, and this is this is such a beautiful illustration of what's going on here. It is a way to demand people dance to your tune, pay attention to you, defer to your requests. I mean, how selfish and dumb is it to just not only once say, no, don't say Joe left his phone behind. Say Joe left their phone behind because Joe doesn't feel that manly or whatever. I mean, that's who am I to make that request to people? Seriously, where do I get off? But now, apparently, you can change your mind every 6 months, send out an email, and next week you got to refer to me as Your Royal Highness, and the week after that, she, her, please. Bull ass. God, stop it with this. But of course, Jack, as I mentioned in the headline, experts say that's more than okay.
Well, I'm glad the experts said that's okay. What if they hadn't condemned me?
Mo Brown, a therapist from Atlanta who specializes in working with transgender, non-binary, and genderqueer people, says they are appreciative of, that's another they, apparently, they are appreciative of Lovato opening up about gender expression as it brings attention to the fluidity of pronouns. Brown uses they, them, and he, him pronouns. When celebrities share their experiences as genderqueer, it increases visibility for other people whose gender identity, blah, blah, blah. See, what they're doing is admitting openly now, this is all about queer theory, which says there's no men, there's no women, there's no binaries of any sort. Anybody can be anything. There's no such thing as a man or a woman. You can be a menstruating person or a birthing person or a person toting a penis. But there's no such thing as a man or a woman. And by kowtowing to this, I was a her, then I was a them, now I'm a her again stuff, you're validating this queer theory stuff. Don't.
A person toting a penis, you say.
It kind of totes itself, honestly. Built in.
It does. It seems to travel with me.
Right, right. So, just ridiculous. Teresa Thompson, a psychotherapist and clinical social worker from New York, God help you if you bring your kid to her, and an expert on LGBTQ issues, says when someone shares their pronouns with you, they're sharing something important about themselves and their experience. But feel free to change them as frequently as you want.
So we're going to send another $4.5 billion to Ukraine in aid, which I'm fine with. I didn't realize till I saw Ian Bremmer tweet it that we've only actually followed through on about half of the money we've committed so far, even though it's still more than anybody else.
So what does it mean we've committed to send more? Why don't we commit to send the other half of what we committed to send?
Right. I'm not exactly sure. That's a good question. And it would appear that Russia is sending missiles at the biggest nuclear reactor in all of Europe, which the head of the IAEA, Atomic Agency, and the UN have both condemned and said, hey, watch out. You're really playing with fire here. So that'd be an exciting story today if Russia actually ends up hitting that biggest nuclear reactor in Europe with a missile for some reason. Anyway.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I want to talk a little more about one of my favorite political stunts, maybe ever, and that's the border state governors busing the illegal immigrants to New York and Washington, D.C. It is working beautifully.
Cool. That stuff and other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think I'm in favor of Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. I certainly am not in favor of China telling anybody where we can and can't go, let alone the third in line to our government. But I'm not positive.
They are clearly edging closer and closer to doing something really ugly. And using her as an excuse, I think they'd have done it anyway.
Yeah, that is the best counterpoint to anybody that says it was provocative, If they want to jump ugly, they'll come up with a reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And don't take your eye off the ball by worrying about Nancy and what she's up to. It's all about China. She's not your adversary in that part of the world. China is.
So we don't talk that much sports because it became clear to us years ago that if people aren't into sports, and a lot of people aren't, they have no interest in the story whatsoever. But I'm going to mention that Bill Russell, who's been called by some the most prolific winner in all of American sports history, died at age 88 over the weekend. And I bring this up only to mention a couple of things. So if you're going to talk about it, who's the greatest NBA player of all time in a bar somewhere, almost everybody's going to get into a Jordan, LeBron, maybe Magic, Larry Bird sort of conversation.
Kobe.
It's just interesting how we focus on the present. And anything old-timey can't be the good. But here's some of the stats on Bill Russell. Absolutely amazing. Not only did he win 11 NBA titles. This is back at a time when there was only like 8 teams. But he won 11 NBA titles. He won 2 NCAA titles at San Francisco. He was an Olympic gold medalist and 2 titles as a coach, in addition to his other 11 NBA titles as a player. Mm. He competed in 10 Game 7s in his career, in which he was 10-0. If you extend winner-take-all games to all his NCAA games and his Olympic games, he was 21-0 in winner-take-all games in his career.
Wow.
That is a stunning statistic.
Forget it.
Yeah, that's a stunning statistic.
Wow. After you won like the first 13 of them, you'd have to start feeling kind of bulletproof.
Yeah, you'd think.
Although, obviously, yeah, he didn't, because he maintained the intensity it took to win.
Yeah, but we do that with everything. You know, this is the greatest TV show, band, guitar player, athlete, whatever. It's just, you know, presentism and makes it more fun. And I went around to watch Bill Russell, so how the hell would I get into a conversation about him being the best? You know, that sort of thing, but just kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. And he came up in an era where there was some real racism in sports as well. He had some really tough experiences, and you got to respect that.
So the giant Anti-Inflation Act passed over the weekend. And
No, it's not. Stop calling it that.
Well, I just came across something from Charles C.W. Cook of National Review that I thought was really good. Having struggled to get this bill approved for a year, the Democratic Party eventually hit upon a neat idea. It emblazoned its anvil with a new title. So he called it the Anti-Inflation Act, and it passed. And he said, and lo and behold, that did the trick. And of course, 10 seconds after it passed, it's back to being the climate and health care bill again, because that's all you're hearing about on any of the talk shows. And today, sure, the only thing they talk about when asked about it, any of the people that voted for it, is how it's going to, you know, move us into the 21st century with green energy and how it's so great for health care and Medicare costs. Nobody's talking about it in terms of inflation. So that's hilarious. You give it the inflation title to get it passed, and then as soon as it's over, it's back to being what it was before, the Green New Deal.
But even while they were working to pass it, nobody took the inflation reduction thing seriously. So who was that for?
I guess like 3 senators that were still on the ledge to get them to vote for it so that it passed.
This is no way to run a country.
It's something. It's clever. I'll call a dog a horse to get it into the Kentucky Derby, and then it's back to being a dog again.
I don't think the dog would win. I mean, why would you do that?
A dog can run pretty fast. Can a dog outrun a horse? I don't actually know that. I don't think so.
Over the course of depends mile on the and dog. A third or
I don't think a dog could run as far as a horse. I think you're right about that. Anybody got into a race
a husky? They can run a long way.
That's true. The horse could not do the Iditarod.
Or could it?
These are tough calls right here.
You put some ice skates on the horse, or I don't know, spiked shoes? Maybe it could.
Yeah. I think we've lost the train of the point here.
Yeah, I think so. So I love the busing the illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. and New York. We'll tell you how that's working out. Could mention some of the stuff Trump said in a very much stump speechy speech. When he's talking about policies, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why he got elected. So we can talk about that next segment. A lot of stuff to squeeze in before the end of the show.
Yes, there is. And I'm still getting texts on why does Pasadena not have any homeless people in the most homeless strewn city in America of all of L.A.? Does anybody know? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So here's the thing. Both New York and D.C. are sanctuary cities, right? So the mayors of D.C. and New York have said, we are a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. And now all Abbott is doing is calling them on their offer. They said they want to be sanctuaries. After the 2016 election, Mayor Bowser said, quote, we celebrate our diversity and respect all D.C. residents, no matter their immigration status. So how can you complain?
That was Mark Thiessen on a special report with Brett Baer on Fox News. I guess it was on Friday, but he's talking about how Greg Abbott and Governor Ducey of Arizona, I guess, but Abbott especially, is taking some of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are pouring across the border illegally, thanks to the Biden administration's policies, and they're busing them to Democratic cities, specifically New York City and Washington, D.C. And it's absolutely hilarious, unintentionally hilarious, some of the coverage of this and some of the reaction to it. Because like Muriel Bowser in D.C. and Eric Adams, who I have a little more sympathy for in New York, but they're saying like, whoa, our social services are overtaxed. We can't deal with all these people. We need help. We need the federal government. And Texas is like, yeah, hold our Lone Star beer. We deal with thousands of times as many people all the time. And when we beg the government for a little help, they tell us to pound the sands of the Rio Grande. So come on. So phony. New York Times coverage of this starts with, Lever El Hijos was out of money and out of options when he arrived in South Texas last month. Blah, blah, blah. Free bus ride to Washington, D.C. A few days later, he arrived in the nation's capital among a busload of weary migrants. Spent the first night in the plaza across from Union Station, etc., etc. Hopes to apply for asylum, get a work permit, find a job. A political tactic by the governors of Texas and Arizona to offload the problems caused by record levels of migration at the border is beginning to hit home in Washington, as hundreds of undocumented migrants arriving on the governor's free bus rides each week increasingly tax the capital's ability to provide emergency food and housing.
Wow, how can they write that with a straight face?
I know.
Hundreds. They said, are taxing their abilities to deal with it. Not thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions.
Right.
If you're one of the border states.
And they call it a political tactic by the governors. The next sentence or two are amazing. With no money and no families to receive them, the migrants are overwhelming immigrant nonprofits and other volunteer groups, many ending up in homeless shelters or on park benches. Five buses arrived on a recent day, et cetera, et cetera. How can you be so blind? Yes, that's exactly what happens to these hundreds of thousands of people. Just instead of Texas bearing the brunt entirely in Arizona, a couple other border states, now they're spreading the wealth just a little bit, and you act like it's some unspeakable tragedy.
Well, so is the insinuation that border states, their taxpayers should go ahead and fund the amount of services it would take to absorb that many people? Is that
I guess the... so. I mean, by virtue of being a border state, well, I guess that's the flip side of the coin that I was about to say is to send these people to New York or D.C. doesn't make any sense whatsoever. They don't want to be there. They don't have family there. They don't have a job waiting for them there. So to send them there is obviously a cruel and idiotic political stunt. Well, the flip side of that coin is, by virtue of being a border state, you have to deal with all these people. Because you can't send them anywhere, or the New York Times will accuse you of some sort of political stunt. So, obviously, the unspoken truth is, you must deal with them there. And then, again, when you ask the federal government for help, they will turn a deaf ear and call you racists or whatever. It's unbelievable. It's why Trump got elected. One more clip from Mark Thiessen, 31, Michael.
There have been 2 million border crossings, illegal border crossings last year on the southern border. We're on track for 2 million more this year. There have been 5,100 illegal immigrants brought to D.C. and just 50 to New York. I'm sorry that's if you're getting just a little taste of what Texas is going through, because all the elites in D.C. are completely insulated from the policies they impose on the rest of the country. What Governor Abbott is doing is saying, no, we're going to give you a little taste of what we're experiencing in Texas. You said your sanctuary cities live up to your promise.
That's an important thing to point out, is that a lot of the politicians who vote for these policies are insulated from the result of those policies. Their ER, if they take their kid to the ER, it's not full of illegals who use the ER for their primary care physician, like happens in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
Well, and I suspect that the elite that we're talking about, which is virtually any congressperson or senator or secretary of this or that, they probably don't go to the emergency room at all. Somebody calls and says Senator True. Jones is on the way. And so dealing with the realities the rest of us deal with in day-to-day life is so far away from their lives.
And
you can't imagine what it's like.
Your school is not figuring out how to educate a bunch of kids who don't speak any English whatsoever.
For instance.
Slowing yeah. down the classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love this idea. I'm glad they're doing it, especially since some of these cities are so-called sanctuary cities. Okay, you want them, you got them. As I said earlier, I'd love to see Greg Abbott send tens of thousands to California, but nobody would notice. A lot of these folks are from Venezuela, by the way, which, excuse me, especially in light of the recent passing of Vin Scully. How do I fail to point out that these people are fleeing the nightmare of socialist slash communist rule?
Socialism failing to work as it always does, this time in Venezuela. You talk about giving everybody something free and all of a sudden there's no food to eat. And who do you think is the richest person in Venezuela?
Hello.
the daughter of Hugo Chavez. Hello. Anyway, 0-2.
The great Vin Scully.
That is so freaking awesome.
Yeah. Love you, Vin.
A, like, 15-second lesson on socialism worked in between pitches.
As the catcher goes out to confer with the pitcher on the signs.
That's perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
The daughter of Hugo Chavez.
Anyway, 0-2.
Anyway, 0-2.
Love that.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. So he died while we were on vacation. So did Al-Zawahiri, or however you pronounce his name, the mastermind of Al-Qaeda. Dr. Z, as we called him all these years. Finally freaking dead.
Took a drone shot in the eye.
Took too long, but he was killed living in in a nice house in Kabul. So we leave Afghanistan, and he thinks, okay, I'll just move into a nice neighborhood in Kabul. Two ways to look at this story. I don't know which should be more important. One, we left Afghanistan hoping it wouldn't be overrun by Al-Qaeda, and the leader of Al-Qaeda was immediately living there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not good. On the other hand, Joe Biden said we'd have over-the-horizon capabilities, and we went over the horizon and blasted the hell out of that old man.
Certainly worked out better than when we blasted the hell out of the women and children of that poor, innocent delivery man. But, yeah, it's they got him. So, okay, it's a positive.
Glad he's dead.
Yep, 21 years later, we haven't forgotten.
But he was living in the home of a senior Taliban leader, the Haqqani dude from the famed Haqqani Network.
Mm-hmm.
But so does the debate still continue of whether or not the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are arm-in-arm or the same thing or working together? Or is that debate over since Zawahiri is living in the Taliban leader's home?
Certainly sympathetic to each other. By the way, the Haqqani Network, is that a subscription thing?
Yeah, they're
a streaming service?
Yeah, some great new shows.
I don't know. I got too many subscriptions already.
Did I see yesterday that Netflix is going to add in ads? I keep hearing that and it doesn't happen.
I think that's an option. If you don't want to pay the $14.99 a month, you can get an ad-supported version.
I wonder how many ads.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like I pay for YouTube so that I don't have ads. It's awesome. But I get how, you know, you can only have so many subscriptions.
Right. Well, and, you know, I'm watching a show. Sometimes I need a little potty break. I don't mind an ad.
Yeah, but you don't want to be watching Better Call Saul or some really cool show, and then all of a sudden there's an advertisement for Clorox. Like the old days.
Well, although it is on Better Call Saul, because the new episodes are on, what the hell are they on? I don't know. I don't
It's not
care.
On Netflix?
No,
I didn't know that.
The new episodes are on A&E or not, what is it?
So,
somebody tell me.
So I can watch all the first seasons of Better
Call
Saul.
It's on
AMC. Thank you, Alex.
There you go, Mr. Knowledge, Mr. Johnny on the spot.
So all the other seasons are still on Netflix or not?
The early ones, yeah.
Okay, because I'm on season two or something.
Yeah,
I've been stuck.
But I don't know. Check your local listings. My
open up your Reader's
TV
Digest for
them.
Reader the TV Guide. Open up your TV Guide for crying out loud.
It's on Channel 4. Yeah, I don't know where it is. Google it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we'll finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Biden just got asked about China. Maybe we'll fit that into the end of the show. Stay tuned.
Sure. Well, could be the only story anybody cares about for the next 50 years, depending on if they jump ugly with Taiwan. So, yeah, we'll jam that in anytime you want. I was going to mention real quickly, while on vacation, since all of our plans were canceled because of COVID, I ended up having, I will not use the word staycation, except to deny that I will use the word. But that's kind of what we did. We bummed around. We did day trips, Judy and me, and we, played golf and drank wine and just tried to enjoy ourselves, and actually did pretty well. There are certainly worse ways to spend a week, but I could finally read books because I didn't have to keep up with the news all the time. And so I sat down and I read books. And oh my God, I loved it so much.
Paper books, like a caveman?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Old school. And I read a couple of things. Number one, the first book I read was A Short History of the Civil War by James Stokesbury. And I just sent Hanson a link to put it at armstrongandgetty.com.
Cool. I don't know that.
He's written, he's also has a short history of this World War II, but to paraphrase John Mulaney, everybody's dad is apparently studying for some upcoming test on World War II. And I'm no exception. But it's beautiful, this short history of the Civil War. It's like 340 pages, but it is the perfect length. You understand the lead up to it, the, you know, what happened, the significance of battles without doing like 100 pages on a single battle or whatever. You understand what happened in the battle and why it happened. He has some great stuff on why it was so bloody, the Civil War. And the very, very short version of that is that the tactics, military tactics, had not caught up to the improvement in weaponry, specifically rifles. Mm. And so you had people forming lines and charging lines, oblivious of the fact that, no, you can get taken out 200 yards away now. It used to be 50 yards. And so it just was a meat grinder of human beings.
Yeah,
and it really wasn't necessary.
That is a true throughout history. I remember stories from the beginning of World War I where you had generals who believed horses, machine guns couldn't stop horses.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
But anyway, so it's detailed enough that you really feel like you've gained an understanding of it. But I have thousands of pages classics on the Civil War that I'll probably never crack.
Sure, exactly.
Or never crack again. But this thing gives a beautiful shape of it, just enough detail. Like I say, A Short History of the Civil War by James Stokesbury. And then the second thing I read, Jack, I know you'll dig this, is I decided, okay, that's enough nonfiction. I got to read fiction. And I rummaged around. I got hundreds and hundreds of books. And I realized I'd never read No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy. Seen the movie, which is incredible, but so I sat down and read that. Ooh, not exactly a beach read.
Does it explain the ending of the movie, or is it less explanatory?
No, the ending. Well, no. The only explanation is, I'm too old for this. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm done. I hope somebody else can.
It's time for the next generation to deal with this problem.
Right. Literally, this is no country for old men. I can't deal with the modern world and its ugliness, so I'm checking out.
Any chance the current sitting president could read that book? Or about 75% of the people
in government?
In government.
No Country for Very, Very, Very Old Men
right.
and Women. Yeah. But it's, I tell
interesting.
You what. What's funny about reading it is the long and short of the book is people are much more ugly and brutal now. There's much less agreement on what's good and what's decent.
Really?
So I'm
Ooh.
Out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which is a little kids these days-ish.
What are you supposed to like to hang out with Cormac McCarthy? Do half of your dinner guests end up hanging from the rafters by the end of the meal? Or
or I wonder if he's like a cut-up. He's right. constantly making dad jokes and knock-knock jokes and stuff like that.
Right. Putting food on his teeth to see if anybody will notice and stuff like that.
He saves the brooding stuff for his writing. Boy, but if you find No Country for Old Men too cheery, go ahead and pick up The Road.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez, the people down in the cellar at that one home. That's one of the worst
spoiler
images.
Spoiler alert.
One of the worst images I've ever had in a book of my life. Speaking of A Country for Old Men, Joe Biden asked, how worried are you about the situation in Taiwan? China is kind of keeping a grid around the whole island now, asked the reporter. Biden said, I'm not worried, but I am concerned that they are moving as much as they are, but I don't think they're going to do anything more. That was a complete nothing as an answer, I think. Unless there's some hidden diplomacy in there I don't get. But the reporter's question is important, that their so-called war games have the Taiwan Strait shut off. And as long as the war games are going on, they control that area. When does it become what do you call it when you surround someplace?
A siege.
Yeah, when does it become a siege of some sort? And it's not just war games.
Is it a war game if they're actually doing the war stuff?
Right, exactly.
It's Final Thoughts with Energy. It's Final Thoughts with Energy.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. Michelangelo, our technical director, will lead us off. Michael?
Earlier in the show, Joe said he wanted to be the fat and tan guy. I'm trying to come up with a guy for myself. I was thinking about being the mows the lawn guy, but I'm going to do it in a suit, a full suit and wingtips. And people will just drive by and I'll just be that guy that waves at them. Mowing my lawn in a full suit.
That's an interesting gimmick. It's promising. Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer. Alex, a final thought?
Yeah, while we were on vacation, Vin Scully passed away, and as the budding sports guy that I want to become, he is a legend, an icon, and those adjectives do him no service. Truly in his own stratosphere, he will be dearly missed.
Yeah, he was wonderful. Man, listening to a game Vin was doing was one of the great pleasures in life. Jack, a final thought for us?
Yeah, we talked a lot about China and Taiwan and the United States today. It very easily could end up being, as Joe said a little bit ago, the only story anybody cares about in the world for a while if things get much uglier than they are now. I know I'm certainly keeping my eye on it, and we'll keep you up to date on all angles of that story.
My final thought, and I'll go into a little more detail tomorrow probably, but Judy and I were both dealing with the whole, okay, I've had COVID for X amount of time, I feel better now, I don't have a fever, my symptoms, blah, blah, blah. At what point am I clean? Can I go out? Should I consort with friends? Whatever. Long story short, nobody has any idea. The greatest experts in medicine say, we don't know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, there is no answer.
I was dealing with that with a babysitter, so there is no clear-cut answer.
Nope.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
And it's soon just going to be cold anyway. So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have hot links for you, everything we talked about. You can drop us an email, whatever.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
All this hemming and hawing just makes no sense to me.
Look, I don't think this is something that people need to be generally worried about.
Let me tell you what people care about.
I have resting open mouth face.
That's the real problem here.
And if you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it.
Okay. For a person toting a penis.
A person toting a penis, you say.
It kind of totes itself, honestly.
And is the boldest package in U.S. history.
Thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.